Coach, what led the decision for you to go upstairs yesterday as opposed to being on the field?
Just thought I'd try a different perspective. I made that just in our when we were watching film the previous game on Monday. We talked as a staff. Both David and Kelly wanted to be on the field to work with those. Thought about it. Thought I'd get a different perspective and went up.
As the offensive coordinator devising game plans, how does the uncertainty around the quarterback position affect your week right now?
Usually, we spend a lot of time seeing what our team does well against their defense. So certainly the quarterback position is a part of it, but schematically, it's trying to get our guys in the right position, and one of them is a quarterback. So we're just devising, take a look at Kansas City, good football team. Obviously, I'm familiar with them from my time in Denver over the years. I know what they can do and what they can't do. So we're looking at what they do defensively, what they've done over the past, this year they changed just a hair. And then see how we fit in offensively. So I think it incorporates both skill sets.
When making the switch to quarterbacks last week, and how much of a challenge is it for the offensive line to adapt to a scrambling kind of guy in Tyrod and versus Nathan Peterman, and how much did that play into how much pressure he got?
I don't think it's that big a deal. I think certainly they do things a little bit different in the pocket, but as an offensive lineman, they're having coached the position, they're focused on their assignment and the guy they're trying to block, right? So I think, we try to do everything, team-wise, as far as, each position, so that we're interchangeable, because you never know, right? Somebody can go down and you're starting with a different guy anyway. So we try to make them as interchangeable as possible.
What then do you pin the pressure that they're able to apply on Nathan?
I got two really good football players on the edge. So we didn't handle that. And certainly there's a few things that we need to focus on and get better at, and that's what we're evaluating now.
Rick, how much have you advised Sean with the decision he has to make at quarterback specifically?
I haven't talked to him yet today. We talked on the plane last night. He made the decision last week, and I support everything that he's ever tried to do. Playoff caliber on down, hiring people. So I'm supporting Sean.
What did you see or what maybe went wrong for Nathan in that situation?
He made some bad decisions with the football, right? And some of those were under duress. And that's experience. Sometimes you have to take a sack. You can't put the ball at risk. So I think he'll learn from that process. He's a very intelligent guy. Went through the game plan at ease the night before. He understood where the ball was supposed to go, what was supposed to happen. So he'll learn from this.
How ready, taking yourself back, I guess, to maybe Saturday night or Friday, how ready did you feel like he was?
Well, I always think that we do a good job of preparing our guys as far as information and knowledge and where the ball's supposed to go and formations. He was as ready as you're going to be, but it's seeing it, fast paced, and certainly with guys running down at you is a little bit different story.
You talk about what he had learned, things that he had learned from the other day. Is the best way to continue learning to keep playing, or are those things that you can correct while you're sitting out watching, or what is the best way?
I'm not sure. So I think Nathan will learn no matter what. So I think he'll be in good shape. I think he's got a bright future. I really do.
Do you worry about the potential damage a half like that could have done to him?
I think he's a mentally tough young man, too. I mean, he's had to switch schools and in college. He did a lot of different things. So I think most people in our industry have some bad things happen to them. Sometimes you get a kick around a couple times and you get better at it. So I have faith that Nathan will do a good job, you know, as he progresses.
Do you believe your offense can be competitive if Nathan is indeed going to be the starter?
I think our offense can be competitive with the people we have in our building. How's that? Is that fair?
How much losing Kelvin so early impacted the rest of the game plan?
Well, certainly we were trying to target him. You know, that was the first time he got a chance to ball. We had 4 or 5 plays in the first 15 that were trying to get him the ball. So, you know, we just kept calling plays, just kept trying to get the ball to certain situations. But he is a difference with his size. So, so yes and no. I think it did, just not having him out there. But you know, we're faith in the other wideouts in our building. So.
When did Sean first approach you about the quarterback change last week?
Tuesday.
What did you see when Tyrod Taylor went into the game? How did you feel like he responded?
I thought he did a good job. I thought he led the group. You know, obviously we had to move in a hurry-up manner, and I thought he handled that very well. But he's had a lot of time on task on that. You know, we started doing some of that stuff in April. And I think he did a good job with that and operated. Kept out of harm's way and moved the ball, scored some points.
Have you seen Tyrod grow as a pocket passer?
Well, I think his timing is better, much better. He certainly needs to work on it still. But there's a lot of people in this building need to work on certain things, you know. So I think his timing is better. I think you know, he understands what's supposed to happen, and I think there's a variety of things that he can do in the game now.
With all the you know, the infamous noise at Kansas City, and you've had more experience in it than most people, do you have things you do there in terms of silence or whatever that maybe even are more than you do some other places?
Certainly you do. I think you have to, you know, just understand the intensity of the noise. You know, acoustics are really good there. So you have to limit what you do in certain things and make sure that you can handle the noise. But, you know, we've been in a couple loud places this year. You know, Atlanta was had some noise in there. We handled that pretty well, so.
Have more people used wrist things, or is that not? You know?
I've never really been a part of that. One year I was a part of that, and it's not something that I've done a whole lot.
Coach, after Tyrod said he was obviously disappointed in the decision last week, he's a competitor. We talk a lot about how it could affect the room. What about your relationship with him? What is your relationship like with Tyrod today?
It's the same as it was prior.
How would you characterize that?
Oh, it was good. You know, we interacted all week. Had some suggestions on plays and how we read it, and you know, the interaction was fine. You know, went sat through the meetings just like we always did. Obviously, Nathan was doing most of the answering, but he had a great part of, you know, a lot of the discussions.
How do you search to regain focus after these 3 games, which have been had their fair share of adversity? You know,
usually when you have a lot of adversity, you go back to what you know best. And try to do the basic things, which, you know, we were trying to do going into here. Obviously, we ran the ball in situations pretty well. We got to make sure that we're taking care of the football. That was the biggest thing yesterday. You know, 6 turnovers it's difficult to do much to help your team with 6 turnovers, and that led to, I believe, 34 points. So that's a tough deal. I've had some 5 turnover games before. We won one, lost one. So. We got to just focus on our fundamentals and get back to the basics and do those things as well as we can.
How did going from Mike Tolbert to Tavares Cadet affect what you were doing out of the backfield?
Well, certainly 39 skill sets closer to 25, you know, when he catches the ball real well. I think he did a fine job. You know, I think he did a good job. He's, as I stated a couple weeks ago, he seems bright. He caught on really fast, and they interchanged. So, but Mike has value to our team. We really trust Mike, and obviously it helps to have another one.
Coach, going back to Sale's first question, how smoothly would you say it went from being upstairs opposed to being down on the field?
I had a couple of issues with the headset for whatever reason, and that's a bit of a panic because you're two stories high. You know, you can't just yell or signal to the quarterback. So had to relay to a coach on the field, to David, and have him get the call down. We had to call one timeout on the first third down because my thing went out. So something I'm looking into and seeing if we want to continue that or go back on the field, and I'll, you know, work my coaches and see what we think is best.
Just going back to Tyrod real quick, there's an idea maybe that he's not a terrific fit for your offense. Has there been anything that you've asked of him that he has not done?
I don't believe so. I think there's nothing that I've asked him that he hasn't tried really hard to get better at and to do.